With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Former President Trump and his top surrogates are not committing to accepting the 2024 election results just yet. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has the story.
Months before voters go to the polls, Trump is stoking doubts about the election's legitimacy. In recent interviews, he has refused to commit to accepting the results and has refused to rule out the potential for violence after November's election. President Biden called Trump's comments dangerous. The former president's allies are also noncommittal. Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina and North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum declined in TV interviews to commit to accepting the election outcome. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Kansas Republican Senator Roger Marshall is warning that many of the Chinese workers who've crossed the border illegally on President Biden's watch are working on Chinese-controlled marijuana farms, just one part of a major criminal operation.
So this is big business, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars probably between the human trafficking and the drug trafficking. Even the fentanyl trafficking that the Mexican cartels are doing, the Chinese are in charge of the money laundering on the back side of that.
Senator Marshall interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Russia says that it shot down some 60 drones and several missiles over its territory today, while Ukraine in turn says it destroyed over 30 Russian drones. At least four people were reported killed in an attack on the outskirts of Kharkiv by the Russian drones. Federal wildlife officials have declared a rare lizard in southeastern New Mexico and West Texas an endangered species. The Fish and Wildlife Service says the future energy development sand mining could lead to the extinction of the dunes sagebrush lizard, one of the world's most lucrative oil and natural gas basins. The decision caps two decades of legal and regulatory skirmishes. This is SRN News. A Democratic group is rolling out a new $140 million pro-abortion ad campaign that aims to chip away at former President Donald Trump's support amongst rural voters. The ads from American Bridge 21st Century have begun airing in the northern battleground states of Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. In one, a nurse who is a mother and a grandmother bemoans the overturning of Roe v. Wade. Supporters of President Biden are worried about his low approval ratings and slippage with key voting blocs, including women and minorities. A new survey indicates that doctors are prescribing abortion pills to about 8,000 women a month on average in states that ban abortion. The Society for Family Planning issued the study on abortion doctors who are seeking to get around pro-life laws. Meanwhile, an additional 8,000 women in states without bans or major restrictions on abortion are getting pills each month through virtual appointments. Chemical abortion is the leading cause. This is SRN News. A national landmark is dismantled as part of a restoration project.
A decades-old landslide has continued to sweep away the Wayfarers Glass Chapel in California, designed by Lloyd Wright, a son of the famed architect. The edifice is known for vistas of soaring redwoods in the Pacific Ocean. It opened to the public in 1951 and became a National Historic Landmark last December, but the earth is moving at the rate of 2 feet per month underneath it. The dismantling project continued this past week to preserve irreplaceable parts of the structure. Reconstruction is expected to take 4 years at the cost of at least $20 million, not including the price of new land. George Williams reporting.
Today is Sunday, May the 19th. It's the 140th day of 2024. On this date in history, 1536, Anne Boleyn, second wife of England's King Henry VIII, beheaded, allegedly for adultery. She would not be the last. This is SRN News.